Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I am your host, Rebecca Kelly, and today we'll be discussing going beyond traditional medical testing using nutritional genomics with Dr. Christy Williamson. Before I introduce Dr. Williamson, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to get all of our variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. A little bit about Dr. Christy. She is a master of the biochemical and nutritional sciences, the owner and founder of Nutritional Genomics Institute. She has dedicated her life's work to revolutionizing personalized medical nutrition. Christy's systems medicine approach encompasses both cutting-edge genomic technology and functional testing, offering the highest level of metabolic evolution and lights a path for lifelong healing and wellness. Thank you for being here, Dr. Christy.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to just know, is the information from traditional medical testing sufficient for good health?
Well, I think that's depending on what kind of condition you're trying to treat. If you are dying, then traditional medical testing is sufficient, you know, and that's really what it's designed to do. You know, if you go in and you have a heart attack, if you've broken your leg, if your appendix is rupturing, then, you know, traditional medical testing is quite effective and actually brilliant. We have amazing technology for all of the things that we need to do. We have Da Vinci, you know, technology. We have amazing medical technology. But if we're looking at preventative medicine, then the lab ranges that we have, you know, when we're looking at the emergency care are awful. You know, we really need a much tighter range to actually see the variations. And gosh, you know, we're trending towards getting sick. And so that's why we have functional testing, where we look at things like metabolomics or some of our new omics technologies, which are pretty amazing. And so to answer your question, you know, it depends on what you're looking at. Again, you know, we have some amazing technology in terms of the medical world, but when we're looking at trying to prevent disease, there can be some other tests that we need to look at.
So can you explain the kind of testing you use in your approach? Because I know for me, I'm not as familiar with it because, of course, I'm more familiar going into the doctor. You get your traditional tests, but, you know, what would you be doing? If I came to see you, what would that be like? What would that experience be like?
Sure. So we do use some traditional testing, but then we also use more specialized testing as well. So, you know, if we were to look at like a cardiovascular panel, you know, most doctors are going to run a basic lipid panel. So cholesterol, you know, your good cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, your triglycerides, that sort of thing. In addition to that, we would run what's called a fractionated particle test. We're going to, you know, look at your, whether your good cholesterol is fat and fluffy, whether or not your bad cholesterol is hard and dense. And then we're going to run a bunch of inflammatory markers. We're going to be looking at a whole bunch of different things that go along with your type of your condition. And then we're going to be looking at something called metabolomics. And so these are these little biomarkers that help us determine whether or not your genes are expressing themselves. So, of course, at NGI, the Nutritional Genomics Institute, we're looking at your genome. But, you know, it's important to understand that your genes, just because you have a genetic variation, doesn't mean that it's expressed. So we have created multi-system algorithms to determine whether or not your genes are expressing themselves, and have figured out, you know, whether or not, based on these different biomarkers, whether or not a certain genetic defect or mutation or SNP, single nucleotide polymorphism, is actually impaired. So we use specialized omics technology to be able to determine whether or not that gene is actually expressing itself. So we use everything from, you know, it's called organic acids, amino acids, fatty acid testing, that sort of thing, stool testing, which is always fun. People are like, where do I sign up for that? But we use basically everything under the sun, you know, in congruence with traditional medical testing as well.
Now, is that the same as 23andMe then, whenever you're doing the genetic testing?
So I want to stress that 23andMe and other direct-to-consumer testing, that should really be used as a screening test. So we do use direct-to-consumer testing at the Institute, but we use it for things that are non-diagnosable. So if you are looking at, you know, what kind of diet you should eat, should you be on a low oxalate diet? Should you, you know, be avoiding high histamine foods? What's your optimal sport performance or, you know, that sort of thing? 23andMe and other direct-to-consumer testing, those types of things are absolutely fine. But let's just say that we run a diet panel and we find, you know, a SNP for celiac disease. We would not want to diagnose you based on that particular test. We would want to do something called molecular genomic testing. So that would be through LabCorp. You'd want to run that through your doctor's office. So it's important to make sure that you understand the distinction between some of these SNP testing and then actual molecular genetic testing. And so it's important to make sure that unless they're FDA cleared, which some of the 23andMe testing sections are, which can be a little confusing, but a lot of the tests are not actually CLIA certified, which in plain English, that's a government way to certify the safety of the lab or, you know, how efficient it is. But let's just say on one day you give a sample and you run the test. If you were to do it a week later, you might not get the same results. So, you know, this is something that you want to make sure that you're not basing any lifelong decisions on this particular test.
Got you. So can you give us some examples of how genetic testing can help someone personalize one's health recommendations that would be maybe enhancing traditional, right? So you're maybe, because it sounds to me like in a way you're offering something that's like optimizing, right? You're getting right into like what we need to do to really be preventative, proactive, you know, get ahead of something.
Of course. So I always like to talk about myself when we talk about these things. So everybody's struggled with, you know, wanting to be on a diet at some point or wanting to lose weight or something like that. And so I always joke, everybody was just in the practice that, you know, if there's a weird gene or a weird SNP, then Dr. Chrissy has it. And so I have this gene where basically if I work out too much, then I get fat. Okay. So if I lift weights too much, then I get belly fat, which of course,
cruel. That is cruel.
Isn't this wrong? This is so wrong. Like I basically, you know, after I had my kids, I was in the gym, like trying to work out. And I'm like, why am I still like, what is happening here? And so I ended up developing, we did optimal diet first, and then we did our lean panel. We did our sport panel, which is our exercise panel. And then we did our weight loss panel. And so one of the things that happened when we did our sport panel was I found that I had this gene, you know, basically the more I lifted weights, then the more belly fat I got. And I thought, man, this is crazy. But basically, I'm designed to walk forever, which is kind of cool. I don't have to go, you know, slay it at the gym anymore. But this is one of those things that's not, you know, a diagnosable condition. It's not anything like that, but it helped me, you know, it was wonderful that, you know, one, I didn't have to go work out so much anymore, but I learned, you know, what type of diet and exercise was right for my body. And so those are the types of things that you can learn by doing this type of genetic analysis. And there are all kinds of things that you can learn doing this type of thing. There are other things based on, you know, your cardiac risk, your insulin resistance risk, whether or not you have a risk for diseases, those types of things. At the Institute, we have it broken down based on disease type or panel is what we call them. But, you know, the fun stuff is basically, you know, what your optimal sport is. We have a compatibility panel, a dating panel, which is also really fun and interesting for those single people out there. Whether or not your new boyfriend or spouse might leave the drawers open or something like that. You're like, I can't handle it. I'm going to walk away. So all of that is based on genetics and neurotransmitters. So there's all kinds of fun stuff that you can learn about based on genes. So yeah, there's all kinds of fun things that you can learn. We have a lot of fun over at NGI.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Thanks so much, Dr. Williamson. Those are really valuable insights. Dr. Chrissy Williamson can be found at www.nutritionalgenomicsinstitute.com. Let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanize videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com.